You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network. Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. Rudo, Jesse, Megan, AJ, all four of us coming to you live 2 days before the All-Star game, but only 1 day before the All-Star Skills Competition, which, let's be honest, the Skills Competition is the only thing anybody cares about. So That's the actual interesting part. The NHL, memeing my titles, as always. Just trying to talk about someone who didn't make it into the All-Star game that deserved to, and the NHL ends up sending him at the last second. So good for Rasmus Dahlin, I guess. He gets what he deserved as one of the best defensemen in the league this year. But I did want to talk about some of the other snubs around the league, some of the guys who deserved to be, well, I don't know. Look, a lot of people don't even want to go to the All-Star game, but who deserved the nod of being an All-Star?
Well, first of all, Rudo, I don't know. I feel like you should maybe be a little like the NHL is seeing your video. And they're like, you know what? He's right. We got to get this guy in.
We just have that sway here at DNVR. Right.
Yeah. We control Avalanche trades and NHL All-Star game nominations.
We're good. What can we say?
Yeah. Was the question who deserves to be in?
Yeah, it was.
There's so many guys. Hilariously, there's no one from the Avs that I think got snubbed this year.
I think you can make an argument McKinnon shouldn't even be there.
I don't know that you can.
Well, I was going to say, like, if you're looking at just Nathan McKinnon, yes, but AJ and I were talking about this a week or whatever. Who else? Like, who else from the Central do you send ahead of him?
It's a fair point. It's a bad division.
I mean, I think the best argument probably comes from Winnipeg, where it's like, pick a Jeff forward who's been really good. Mm-hmm. You know, between Shifley, Connor, and Dubois, I think you have some guys that would have been really good options there. You might have been able to make an argument for like Joe Pavelski.
Sorry, you weren't finished. I was waiting.
You're good. Go ahead.
I don't think he should go in place of Nathan McKinnon, but I did think Jordan Kyrou maybe over Tarasenko.
Tarasenko was a really weird...
Yeah.
From St. Louis, like, are you sure you've watched the Blues this year?
Yeah.
Burakovsky
was my one. I don't know what his health status is right now, but he was my one that I thought he should have replaced Matty Beniers. I think it's funny that given the season that Seattle's having, they're the only team that does not have a representative at the All-Star game now because Beniers got hurt.
Sure. It's not like Burakovsky's having a unbelievable year or anything, but I guess he's having a better year than Tarasenko.
Most of these guys on these all-star rosters aren't having like that great of years. Like, I'm with AJ hard on the Clayton Keller having more all-star appearances than Mikko Rantanen is laughable.
What you're saying is the one player per team rule just shouldn't exist.
I've got a thought on that one. I actually care about that. I'm good with that rule. I think the rosters just need to be bigger.
Yeah.
Because I understand where they're coming from in a look, if you want a fan of certain teams to tune into the All-Star game, sending one of the guys, you know, having Seth Jones go for Chicago, it makes sense, right? Like, that's a huge fan base that a few of those people just might tune into your All-Star weekend because Seth Jones is there.
I
just think they've made the roster so small.
Mm-hmm. They've messed
that up. It's like with that rule in place, you naturally are just leaving out really good players having great years, and that's how you do end up with Clayton Keller making an All-Star game every single year for 5 years, you know, because I mean, who's going to make it from Arizona next year? I guess it could be Connor Bedard, but like that's, you know, you're just kind of, it feels like they're putting the focus in the wrong area on the All-Star game.
Yeah, because like you said, AJ, like Gary Bettman talks about that. Like, we don't ever want to give a fan base a reason to not tune in. So, like, yeah. I'm with you. Like, I get that. I'm on board with that. I just, yeah, I have a, not an issue. I don't actually care. But, like, I just have an issue with the format and the way that they've gotten these rosters too small. Dividing it up by division, I think, has become, like, a little bit too, like, nuanced. And Ruta, like you said at the top, and I've said this on several shows, so I'm not going to like get into it, but like, I just think they need to expand skills. Just do 2 days of skills, make it a longer thing, do different events, add more into it. And then there really isn't like a limit to who all you can bring, in terms of like numbers.
Zamboni is so distracting.
I've like quiet. This has always been one of my like soothing things to watch chewed up ice get resurfaced.
No, hard
like,
agree.
I love it.
Yep. It's seriously like Zen.
Seriously. Morning skate when like the injured guys skate and then they'll sometimes clean the ice before the main group gets on. I'm just like plastered on the glass as it goes by. Like, oh yeah. That is some fresh ice. Like, you got signs cheering on the Zamboni. Clean it. Clean it.
I love it. The real snub from the All-Star game, the Zamboni drivers. All right.
Yeah, no, so I'm all about it.
I do think it is interesting. I want to get into this conversation a little bit more in the second period. I want to stick with guys who probably deserve to be there, though. In the East, you have someone like Tim Stützle. Doesn't make it despite having over a point per game season going on right now in Ottawa. You have someone like Cole Caulfield, which I think there's less of a case for, but he is a guy with 26 goals on the season so far.
And then got hurt.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
would have had to have been replaced anyway.
Everyone suddenly gets hurt when the All-Star game comes up. Like, but
I guess Mitch Marner did make it.
Okay. I mean, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins has 60 points in 50 games, and, like, nobody cares.
Yep.
So the Oilers have three guys anyway.
Right.
It's weird that it's not necessarily the All-Star game, and it's just the player that we picked from your team game.
Yeah. And then, like, so...
Zach Hyman, too. Oh, my God.
I'm actually shocked that they, after the John Scott thing a few years ago, are still doing the fan voting.
I'm just not.
One, because you leave the door open for that, but two, like, again, like, fan vote isn't All-Star. That's not the best player. It's just fan vote. Like, the fact that Stuart Skinner, who's at best in a 1A, 1B situation, is at the All-Star game is wild. Both of the goalies, honestly.
I was going to say, Pacific Division did not help the NHL out at the goaltender position.
I would also love to know if there's any internal conversations when they're like having to go through and pick these lists. They're like, come on! Not one goalie out in the Pacific. I wonder if they're as annoyed by it as we are.
I was suspicious of the fan vote because I didn't think there was really a social media campaign to vote MacKinnon in, but there was a really strong one for Stützle and Caulfield. And for, I thought one of those two would have been fan voted in, and the fact that they weren't was really surprising to me. I was just wondering who was voting.
Yeah, are we brewing a conspiracy theory now?
More than anything, I think that's a really hard fan vote for those fan bases to win, because you're talking about everybody else is going to vote for Austin Matthews and Andre Vasilevsky and David Pastrnak. And that's what happened, coming from Toronto, Boston, and Tampa Bay right. fan bases, where it's like, that one was like, because I saw so many Sens fans suddenly were in the middle of my Twitter feed being like, it's rigged because of Tim Stützle. And I don't know, I do wonder, like, I absolutely wonder, is this a predetermined thing? But then it also kind of feels like if Tim Stützle makes it and Austin Matthews doesn't, you know, or David Pastrnak doesn't, we're having the same exact show talking about those guys not getting to go. Well, which is where I'm like, if we made the roster picker, we're good, right?
Well, go ahead, Megan.
I'm pro making it bigger because it's guys like Troy Terry who would not benefit from if this was orchestrated differently. I do like the idea of having some of it performance-based in allowing more players to go based on the performance of the team around this time of the All-Star break, but I still like the idea of a representative from each team.
Yeah, it's the All-Star break is in an interesting spot. In general, in the league, again, we'll talk about it in a little bit here. As a whole, though, if it is a fan vote, and like I'm assuming it's a reasonably legitimate fan vote to a certain extent. It certainly used to be legitimate, and because they tried to force Arizona to trade John Scott so he wouldn't go to the All-Star game. That's a whole other mess if you've never looked into that.
Should read his book.
I think the John Scott going is actually super cool. Like, if you're going to have a fan vote, doing stuff like that, I think is dope. Let the fans have what they want.
They put it in rules in place this year so that you couldn't vote for a guy that was in the AHL like John Scott.
Well,
but you still could have voted in like Ryan Reeves and Curtis McDermott and guys like that. We still could have done that. We could have started a campaign.
Because a couple of years ago, they did they changed it to like you could only vote for one of these, you know, players. You can only pick three guys from each team or whatever. So I thought it was interesting. Yeah, but I'm honestly surprised that an Avs fan out there somewhere didn't try to campaign to get McDermott in.
There's quite a few, like historically the year that the entire country of Latvia voted for Zemgus Girgensons every single day. Like, there are some weird ones historically with the All-Star game.
I remember the NBA was like, what do we do with this? Because China was voting in Yao Ming to the All-Star game every year. And it was just like
billion votes.
Yeah, like the numbers, it was just like Yao Ming's going to the All-Star game, guys. Now, it helped that Yao Ming was really good at the time, so it was like, it's all good. But I do remember the NBA being like, what do we do? Like, we might have to change our fan voting process. I think it's great when the fans go rogue like that, and they're just like, "Look, we've decided we're taking this over." Yeah. I wish we did it. I wish we took it more seriously. I wish we, as people in the community, had decided, "Hey, let's send somebody like, you know, Adrian with the whole send Kadri to Vegas thing last year was super cool." Now, that was a guy that had an insane season and absolutely deserved it. And you know, but I think it would be fun if every year we just like picked a guy. Well, you know, because like now Makar, MacKinnon, Rantanen, these guys have all done it a couple of times. And it's like, let's pick a dude. Like, let's send Alex Newhook to it. Or pick Andrew Cogliano. Guy's played 1,000 games. Ooh, he has an all-star game. Let's say the Andrew Cogliano, the All-Star game, you know, like I think I'm all about
thing next year.
I'm all about us like just like deciding we're picking a campaign and we're sending this guy. I think it would be fun to go rogue.
And then campaign for him to get in the breakaway challenge and just see what happens.
Sam Girard next year would drive some people nuts.
That might be a little bit toxic if you did Logan O'Connor in the breakaway challenge.
Hey, can you imagine if he like just went 8 for 8? It's like, on his backhand every single time.
Right, absolutely destroys it. He practices all year for it.
Eron, I feel like, would be a fun one on like a deserve it kind of thing.
Whatever team he's on next year, we can definitely try and vote for him.
I do think those types of things are a little bit more interesting for fans, though, right? As opposed to Nathan MacKinnon getting in this year. Not that Nathan MacKinnon doesn't deserve it. Not that he is insanely good. But I think a lot of, certainly we and some of the Avs fan base, when that happened, kind of looked and went, I mean, okay, I guess.
Well, and then AJ Tier or whoever it was that said it about like the players not being excited. Like if you really, if this really was just like a, it's not necessarily about like the best of the best anymore. Like, yeah, sending a guy like Cogliano, that is someone who probably would relish that the one time he gets to go. You know what I mean? Like,
look at how happy Kadri was last year. He was the only guy who was having fun out there. He's like, this is the greatest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, and everyone else is just like, when can we leave?
Yeah.
On that note, they should sponsor the entire All-Star game with Shady Rays, honestly. They should all have to play in the sunglasses. That's what I'm here for.
Pasternak style?
Yeah, there you go. I genuinely, though, can we bring back the, like, chrome-tinted visors? Some polarized visors in the NHL?
Didn't they let Ovi do that for the All-Star game a couple times?
I think they did.
But they should just make it mandatory.
Either way, you can get your Shady Rays from ShadyRays.com, or they have a location down in Park Meadows Mall. When you use the DNVR code, you get 50% off your order with them when you order two pairs of sunglasses or more. They're amazing at what they do. Their polarization is actually incredible. AJ and I walk up and stare right into the lights in the studio, and we're fine. We can still see. It's wonderful. highly recommend you check them out. They have tons of different styles, something that fits for everyone. And even if you're a ski bum, they got ski goggles too. So they got you fully covered over at Shady Rays. Highly recommend. If you lose them, break them in the first 30 days, they'll replace them for completely free. So I'm not saying go out there and smash your sunglasses, but if something were to happen, you'll be totally covered with Shady Rays. We're also brought to you by Pins and Aces. Great place to wear your Shady Rays on the golf course, but make sure you're looking good. Get your golf course fit. What was the Nuggets guys were talking about? Their courtside fit? I need greenside fit with Pins and Aces, all right? Make sure you got your good polos on, your good shorts. Do golfers wear shorts or pants? I honestly don't know. I've never been into the dress code, really. But
shorts in the summer.
All right, there you go. The most important thing is their dope hats, though. The Pins and Aces golf hats are absolutely perfect. You got to check those out. Or the beer sleeve, which goes right in your golf bag. You can bring your beers right on the golf course. Easy for you. When you check out at pinsandaces.com, you can get 15% off your order with code DNVR. So jump on that as well. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. We've been poking and prodding at it, this concept, this idea, this question. Let's just get into it. Certainly, historically, getting voted into the All-Star game has meant something. If you look at players' legacies, it's something people do account for. Is that still the case in the modern era? Is there value when you look at someone's career history for the guys that 10 years from now are going to be retiring? Do All-Star game votes matter? Or is this now just some weird thing?
Guess we'll find out in 10 years.
I really do, like, not to sound too, like, get off my lawn, but, like, I do think they have taken some of that out of this. Like I do think it means a little bit less now than it used to, because it's not the best of the best. Like, there are people that got left out this year. And not to pick on Clayton Keller. Clayton Keller's not like a bad player. But like, there's just some of these, there's players who should be there but aren't because of the way that they format this and they do the rosters and stuff like that. So I don't think it's like meaningless. But I mean, like, we're sitting here saying, like, ah, well, at this point, it'd be cool to just send Andrew Cogliano as like a nice reward for it. I think it used to mean more than it does.
I think what you're saying too is it kind of exposes the flaw of how it's constructed right now, because the fan vote actually was almost like a catch safe to ensure that some of the talented players did end up going that should have been going originally. And so I think the fan voted in was important in ensuring that some of these stars do attend, but it reveals the flaw in the original formatting that some of them weren't already going.
This is a great point. It provides the them cover. Hellebuck
had to be voted in.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what I mean.
Yep. For the record, just because we keep like hammering away at this, Clayton Keller right now is 82nd in the NHL in scoring.
And like, I do think Clayton Keller, I think he's like a good player. I think he's a fun player to watch, but I just, if you're really talking about, is he among the whatever it is, 40 best players in the NHL right now? Like, not even close.
Well, maybe a more relevant example is, do you guys remember 2016-17 when Nathan MacKinnon went?
Yes.
And was when asked about it, he goes, like, I don't deserve to be there.
Yeah.
They're only sending me out of pity.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's true, but you don't expect the guy to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I think for a guy like Naz last year, it does mean something.
Because I think so too.
But I do think that this current format and the way the rosters are set up does dilute it a little bit in terms of using that as an actual like
metric of your career. Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay. Oh, I love the jerseys. I love the jerseys. I'm really tempted to get a blank one.
I really think that the best way to make the All-Star game matter is to have it be a true celebration of the game.
Yep.
And it should be the week. It should be longer. It should be more like 4 days of stuff instead of 2 days of stuff, but it should be the NHL All-Stars. It should be the AHL All-Stars. It should be the KHL All-Stars. Maybe not right now, the KHL All-Stars, but you know,
in theory,
a global event.
Exactly. And you should have all the best women's players there competing in skills challenges. If they were all playing in the same league, I would just be like, just bring their all-star team. Like, you know, I think you just open it up, make it a huge tent and say, we're celebrating the game.
Bring in a couple of the top like junior guys.
See, I think you should have the top prospects game at All-Star Weekend.
Yep. I love it. And then going a step further, and this is a larger discussion about my issue with the NHL-NCAA agreement, but like, I'd love to see some of the top college players there as well. You know, the top prospects. Again, like you're talking about women's hockey, you could do international, you could do collegiate, you know, one of their 9 pro leagues at this point. Just bring them all. AHL. Don't know ECHL. I think you're kind of running into the fringes there, but
well, and that's where it's like, how, like, if you do invite the KHL All-Stars, do you invite the SHL All-Stars? Like, how deep do you go? Where do you draw the line? For right now, with the KHL situation being what it is, I'm cool just being like, we're just gonna cut it off in North America.
Right. But again, I seriously, you know, if you ask me 5 years ago, that, I mean, honestly, I would love that. The KHL All-Star game is always insane if you've never seen highlights from
it. Yeah, stuff goes on.
Yeah, it gets a little wild out there.
When sticks are getting lit on fire, all right.
Right. But yeah. Like, there's insanely skilled players in that league. Like, insanely skilled players in that league.
I mean, you think about some of the really skilled individual guys who have not, like, their all-around games don't develop, but you get, like, they're in just incredibly talented hockey players. And I just think it would be cool to make it a really big tent and just bring everybody in for a weekend of like, hey, we're going to just show it all off. And It doesn't have to be necessarily skills competitions, but like you could throw in there, you know, oh, the AHL guys are gonna play the college guys or whatever, you know, or you could even have like a high level college game gets played at All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
So you know, like send a couple of your blue blood powerhouse programs. Hope that they're still good that year. And like, I mean, throw like a Minnesota Duluth and Minnesota in at the All-Star game.
At what point are you just wanting to have a break in the middle of the season for the World Cup of Hockey?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think stuff like that is tough mid-season. Something like that is tough mid-season. Rudo, that is the second time it has freaked me out that like when it's
come slipping start by,
over yeah. And it's super close. Yeah. I just want to throw this in there real fast. AJ, you were talking about like, guys whose overall games don't develop, but they're crazy talented. Nail Yakupov to this day was one of my is one of my favorite people to watch at practice. Cause he was just so much fun to watch with an empty sheet of ice and a bag of pucks. Once you started putting other guys out there that kind of ran into some issues for him, but like his release, his agility, like I would love to watch that dude at an All-Star game because that's where he would like really, really shine. No real offense to Nail Yakupov.
I wanted to ask Megan this because I know I've already asked it to AJ. I think I've already asked it to Jesse too in previous years. Megan, the All-Star game as it stands does not matter. Should it matter? We've seen historically baseball for a little bit decided to have it decide home field advantage in the World Series. They obviously stopped doing that. But is there something that should make the players try a little bit harder, or are you happy with everyone goes 20% and it's fine?
The reason it's tough to incentivize like in points or standings is because of I just lost my train of thought. Oh my gosh. Oh, because then it's not really a true break for the players in a time where they're meant to have a break. They don't really get the mental reset. However, I like AJ gesturing financial compensation could incentivize players in a way that doesn't take a toll on standings. I think that would apply just a little too much pressure.
I'm with you 100% on that. And like the thing that annoys me, because they announced that the winner of each skills competition contest, however you want to call it, will get $30,000. And I saw a bunch of people in that thread that they were like, oh my God, you're giving these guys more money. Oh, they better be donating every last dollar and blah, blah, blah. It's like, look, man, the NHL is trying to figure out a way to make this something watchable. It's supposed to be a celebration of the game and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, it drives me nuts that that's where some people go.
I think it's a really important point that Megan makes about the reset. Like, yep. This is time away for these guys. And they're being asked, you know, they've got a whole team of guys that's off and on vacation right now, but spending time with families, that's catching up before the sprint that is the last portion of the regular season. That they're not getting. They're down there doing media obligations because it's not, I mean, Jesse, you were at the All-Star game last year. You know what that's like, where it's like, you get up and okay, there's a media availability here. Like it's like, they're just constantly being made available and they're being thrown in front of the league. They're being asked to do things. And it's a more chaotic time for them than even game days are, like regular, like during the season. And so they go from the grind to a different grind.
Yeah.
Now this is where the bye week has been great, because just adding in that on top of it, all the guys that are at the All-Star game for the Avs this week got to have a week off. You know, they got several days where they got to be on their own. But I do think it is a really important point that this is supposed to be time off for these guys. And as much as we, like, as much as I'm like, make it bigger. Like, but it's a bigger obligation for everybody involved, and I can understand why they wouldn't want to do that.
Well, so I think, just building on both those points, I actually think, AJ, making it longer would allow to build in more of that, where it's like you don't have to be so crazy. Because what was really striking to me last year, now, I have to say, I think that it should always be in Vegas just because of the infrastructure of the city and where the arena is and the hotels, because they didn't have to have all kinds of stuff in a thousand. Like, apparently a bunch of the festivities this year are like 20, 25 minutes from the arena by car. So it's like, it's out of the way. It's tough for the players. And to your point, AJ, like the media day that teams do at the beginning of the season, that players, again, it's tough because they have to go in for a full day and it's nothing but answering questions, taking pictures, you know, being on video. Like, it's everything media related. And they have to do that for 48 straight hours of the All-Star game, and then mix in the skills, and then mix in the actual games themselves. So it really is. It's super chaotic. So I'm glad you brought that up, Megan, and AJ, the points that you kind of added on there. It's just, like, I think all three of the guys for the Avs just went down to Florida early to spend their bye week down there so that they didn't have to be traveling later in the week and stuff. And yeah, I just think that if you're going to keep this format the way it is, I think you need to have it in desirable locations so that it's not such a burden for the players to get there in the middle of January. Like, I think it's nice they're having it in Florida. And then, yeah, if you're going to have it this way, you have to have the bye weeks on either end. It's just, it's too hard for the players that are going.
I like the idea of a longer All-Star week or whatever you want to call it, because I think you could then have the players fly in. They can do all their media that day. They do their event the next day, and then they leave.
Right.
It becomes just a two-day thing for them, and they can spend the rest of their break doing whatever.
But even if they are going to stay, like, have it be one of those things where it's like, yeah, you take part in this event at noon, and then the rest of the day is yours, and you have an event tomorrow at 11. You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. I just think if you extend it, you could actually make it a little bit less, lower impact on the players, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's actually that high impact when it comes to physical exertion or anything, but
no,
certainly give the players the break that they want. Yeah.
The chaos of the weekend, though.
Yeah. Agree. The hockey player is well known for loving being in front of the camera talking to media. So,
yeah, all they want to do is be at the rink, and that's like the one thing they do the least at All-Star Weekend.
Anyway, we are brought to you by the amazing people over at Green Mountain Dental Group. If you've got hockey player teeth, you can get them taken care of when it comes to Green Mountain Dental. When you get a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with them, you get a free Sonicare toothbrush so you can take care of your teeth at home as well. They're great at what they do. The best family dentist in the Denver Metro, over in Lakewood, just 15 minutes from downtown. Go make sure you got nice pearly whites with them. And if you do have an accident that involves getting some teeth smashed in, Bacchus and Shanker might be able to help you. If you have an injury case, whether it's with a car accident, a ride share, at work, or any other situation where you're not at fault, you can dial 222-2222 for a free consultation from Bacchus and Shanker. They will get you all hooked up with what you need. The best part is it costs you completely nothing until you win your case. So there is no financial need for you to get with these guys and get what you deserve from your injury. Make sure, again, just press 2 for a while to get with them. They've won over $1 billion for all of their clients here in Colorado over the last 25 years. So they're very, very good at what they do. They've been doing it for a little while. Give them a call today. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. A couple of things I want to talk about here. This is more newsy type stuff. Bo Horvat is going to the All-Star game as a representative of the Pacific, but will be wearing a New York Islanders jersey.
He just met with media as an Islander for the first time.
At the All-Star game.
I know it's out there a bit, but teams, just when you said he'll be wearing an Islanders jersey, it sparked this thought. They are going to have all the players wearing their reverse retros for the skills, which it's fine. It's pretty cool. It's different.
I know everyone loves this year's All-Star game jersey, but I think historically people have very much stayed away from them and not liked them all that much. So I wonder if they were making a financial decision there to try and show off some of their cooler jerseys.
But... Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a great point. I do, man. I think they hit a home run on the jerseys this year, though.
Look, you put a palm tree on a jersey, it's automatically amazing. It's that simple. It's not a complicated process, all right?
Anyway. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's going to be weird because, like, yeah, I don't know. Would you guys have rather they replace him? With a Pacific Division player?
I mean, again, I think this boils down to just make the rosters bigger so this, like, isn't a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let him go. Let him give them one extra guy.
Yeah, it's fine.
And then replace him on the Pacific, and it feels like everybody wins.
Sometimes the NHL does complicate things a little bit more than they need to. I would put it that way, to say the least. But
yeah,
it's the thing about the All-Star game is it's not supposed to be for us, as in diehard hockey people. It's not for us. It's for new fans. It's for people that you're trying to get into the sport for the first time.
Yeah.
My problem is I don't know that it accomplishes that.
Right, right. That's the issue. It's become something that's like just for diehard hockey fans, and that's the exact opposite of what an All-Star game is supposed to be.
It's tough, right? Because I do think the skills stuff can appeal to new fans. They can see the capabilities of NHL players and how talented they truly are. Something similar to the dunk contest in the NBA, which I know is played out these days, but for a time was a very hype thing that got people interested in the sport. And then you have this All-Star game, which is a thing that doesn't really represent what a hockey game looks like. Sure, I guess it's the same as overtime, and it can be fun, but you're not giving an accurate representation of the sport, and you have a bunch of people that aren't even like coming close to trying.
I have a huge, I hate what they've done with, I think it's called like the breakaway challenge now, where it's just like, how silly can you get? Yeah. Or no, whichever the one where it's just one after the other, I think that's technically the goalie like save streak competition. Yeah. That's my favorite event because that I think is like the most true. The players are trying to score and the goalies are trying really hard to make a save. The whatever the shootout challenge or where there's just it all started when Ovi was taking two sticks out there and Patrick Kane was putting on. See, freaks you out. Me. It's not close.
It got like me. I was like,
look out! It's like when the digital board ads are going the opposite direction of the play and you think someone's about to get laid out at 100 miles an hour. But yeah, like Patrick Kane did the Superman cape and all that stuff, and it was like funny for that 1 year, and now that's like all it is, and they don't even have NHL goalies in net for it. It's like, what is this?
I mean, it was pretty funny when the one dude sent out the kid.
I struggled with last year's one because like Zegras came in and like, yeah, you don't have a real goaltender, but he at least did something like skillful, right? Where he's holding the puck on his stick. You're like, all right, that's pretty cool. And then you have Jack Hughes skating in a circle around a box and having a child come out. And then you have Alex Pietrangelo who just skates down the ice to a drum line and shoots the puck into the net.
Yep.
I maybe NHL players just aren't creative enough for that event. I don't know.
It always just comes across as really awkward.
Yeah.
Right. Well, because it's like, are they supposed to just like for Alex Pietrangelo, he didn't even score. He had to like put the rebound back and it's like, and he won and he won the event. Yeah,
the fact that he won is like insane, but
$30,000, not well earned.
No, look, I'm still of the opinion that what they need to do is bring back the player picking draft, but
yes,
everyone has to be Alex Ovechkin. They all need to do 8 shots before the draft. Just get them absolutely sloshed.
Well, that's what Hannah's.
Bring back that draft, but do it with all the players that are there from the AHL and
yes,
the women's players and everybody, all of them.
I've needed the Meryl Streep gif at so many different points in this. When Megan was talking about the time off, AJ was saying making a celebration of the game, just her being all hyped in the crowd. That Ovi thing is like one of Hannah's all-time favorite NHL moments ever. Every now and then she'll speak, can you pull up that video of Ovechkin at the All-Star game again?
I need Carr.
I need
Carr. I must be last. I need Carr.
She's laughing. She's in the other room. She's laughing just hearing us talk about this. I need Carr so bad. I want to be last.
Oh, man. It's just such a weird event. I don't even know. Like, should this even be something where they try a little bit harder, or should this just be a total meme of an event?
I'm full cosign on AJ's thing. Make it 4 days, celebration of the game, different small events, and I think that's how you get the most out of people. Like, I think players are down to go out there and give it 90% in a skills competition, as where I don't even think they're crossing 50% in an actual like all-star game.
Okay.
Yeah, I think try it. And if it doesn't work, then you can scrap the whole thing, give him an all-star designation, and just give him a bye week, and who cares?
Yeah. Breach.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with that all the way around. Looks like
I think just out. Where it is right now sucks. It's agreed. Who are you appealing to? Nobody seems to like it. Nobody's – the players, the fans, it just seems – it like – are any of the four of us watching the All-Star game this weekend?
The game? No, I will not be watching the game.
Like, I'll have it on.
I think Jonathan Joy is going to come down and we're going to like grill some food and have it on, but I'm not like moving my schedule around for it. Yeah.
Hey guys, unfortunately we experienced some technical difficulties with this podcast and it ended a little bit early. We were near the end of the show anyway, so we just decided to call it there. We appreciate all of y'all listening and give us a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.